You're listening to WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrapa. With me is Margot Marlatt, Executive Director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, which begins its season this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church, a program with music for string quartet by Schubert, Bartok, Mozart, Turina, and local composer Judd Danby. Margot, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Greg. It's always nice to be here.
Let's talk about the genesis of this program, beginning with, did you pick the musicians first? Did you pick the repertoire first?
I picked, let's do a string quartet concert first. And then I leaned on my trio Amabile. Alfred and Colette Abel and I, we've been playing together since the early 90s. Unfortunately, Alfred was not available. So that left me without a first violinist, and I hadn't even thought about a second violinist yet. So I called someone who's played with us before. Anyway, long story short, the first violinist is Larry Shapiro, who is a wonderful violinist and musician. He's a violin professor at Butler University. And then the program started germinating. I knew I wanted to do a Mozart quartet, one of the Prussian quartets. It's got a really great cello parts because the King of Prussia was a cellist, an amateur cellist. So that kind of settled in on the K575 really quickly. And then Byron, the second violinist, Byron Plexico, had talked about Bartok. And I thought, yeah, that'd be fantastic. The only Bartok quartet I ever played was the first one, the one we're doing on Sunday. So since I haven't played Bartok quartets in a long, long time, I thought, well, let's at least go to one I've seen before. And he was very supportive, excited. And so Byron suggested that, and Larry was on board. And, of course, Colette was already ready to go on the viola part, so we had a string quartet.
The Mozart quartet, you had mentioned that the King of Prussia was an amateur cellist. So typically in string quartets of the time by Mozart, say Haydn, you seem to imply that the cellist doesn't necessarily have that much to do. Is that true by and large of this period, and this piece is a real exception?
I think it is an exception. I can't say that I'm ever bored, though. I love to play string quartets, and if I'm the supportive person, I enjoy being the bed of lettuce to the the salad toppings that the violins and the violas have. Yeah, the Mozart is a little bit unusual for that time period, but the idea that he knew a strong player in a certain instrument, that's not unusual for him to write something specific for somebody he knew, and in this case, somebody who was paying him. It's a good move.
Yeah, very, very wise. Mozart not always wise with the money, but certainly in this case he was. You've also got some music on the program by Franz Schubert, the Quartetsatz, just a little one-movement thing. It's a nice opener for the concert, I think.
Oh, it's exciting. Yeah, it's an exciting. Boy, if you weren't awake by 4 o'clock on Sunday, you're going to be awake after the Schubert. It's very exciting and spectacular writing. Every time I play Schubert, it's difficult. It's a little quirky, unpredictable, I guess. Very exciting piece. This was a piece that Colette has just played on a program in New York City about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you've got the Bartok. Bartok tends to scare some people, but certainly this is more accessible than some of his later music.
Absolutely. It's very lyrical. I think people might be surprised. And don't forget, this is 1909. That's a long time ago. It's not exactly contemporary. I mean, this is practically just a step past 1900. So it is, I think, a spectacular piece of chamber music.
The second half of the program starts with a piece by Judd Danby, who's a local musician, teaches at Jefferson High School, and he's had some of his music on the series before. Did you approach Judd and say, hey, Judd, we're doing this string quartet program. Do you have something that would fit? Or how did you come across this piece?
Actually, Judd came to me, and that's, you know, that happens. Performers come to me, not too often composers, but yeah, he asked. And I said, well, I'm doing a string quartet concert. Do you have a string quartet? And he said, yes. And it's entitled Nocturne. And it's actually an homage to a colleague of his. He dedicated the work in the memory of a composer named Steve Larson, who died in 2011. The piece, the feel of the piece is really what we'll come across. And his dedication to Steve is clear.
Okay, and that starts the second half, and then the Mozart. Then you wrap up with just one of those rhapsodic, wonderful Spanish pieces by Joaquin Turina.
Yeah, I didn't know it. And again, I get this fantastic part on this very picturesque piece. And again, it's kind of like the opening of Schubert. It's short, but really meaty.
First concert of the season coming up this Sunday afternoon at 4 at St. John's Episcopal Church, a string quartet program including music of Mozart, Bartok, Schubert, Turina, and local musician Judd Danby. Tickets will be available at the door and
in advance at Vaughn's Bookstore and Tippecanoe Arts Federation, downtown Lafayette.
Marco Marlette, Executive Director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, thanks for spending some time with us.
Greg, nice to talk to you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kustraba.